The ESPN Television Sports Broadcasting Network is offering fans the chance to fulfill a lifelong dream, to be an on-air anchor on television. The ESPN Dream Job Contest is a reality show that gives average sports fans the chance to earn a one-year contract to work on ESPN. Several potential candidates showed up recently at an audition here in Washington for the Dream Job Show. On a cool, clear autumn day in Washington, nearly 200 people stood outside the ESPN Zone restaurant for a shot at making ESPN's Dream Job Show. Most of the candidates were young men, most were dressed in suits and ties, and they had come from all over the eastern United States for a shot at winning their dream job. One candidate was Michael Vincent, a 24-year-old African-American man with a bright smile and dressed in a blue suit and tie. Vincent told VOA Sports he drove from his home in Miami, Florida, because he wanted the chance to live out his dream, being an anchor on ESPN's popular sports news show called SportsCenter.
What happens then is, like Scarface said, you get the job, you get the money, then you get the women, okay? And that's what happens. That's what happens. You get the money, you get the power, you get the job, you get the women, period. What could be after that? What? I'm 24, so there isn't really much after that.
Also in line is Mike Malloy, an information technology specialist who lives in Washington, D.C. Like the other candidates, he wears a stick-on name tag, but his says Mike Yankees Sweep, referring to the American League Baseball playoff series between the New York Yankees and the Minnesota Twins. Malloy, a New York native, says that he has other reasons for wanting to audition.
I'm incredibly bored at work, so I figured this would be a nice diversion. I'm like an IT consultant, and it's really boring. I'm going flying by the seat of my pants. See what happens.
But it's not only men in line. There are also women vying for the ESPN dream job. Kathy Conger is a mother of two children from here in Washington, D.C. She says if she had the chance to do her life over, she would be a sports journalist. Conger says that she has just as good a chance as anyone auditioning.
I think the soccer mom demographic is not represented enough, in the sports world. So here I am. I know I got plenty of friends my age, women who love sports, watch sports, play sports. We need to be represented.
Once the candidates get inside the restaurant, they are taken to an area where they have 7 minutes to answer 30 sports trivia questions. Jason Blake is one of the casting directors for the Dream Job Show, and he says that the purpose of the testing is to make sure the candidates have what it takes to be on the air.
We take them, once the trivia test is done, they go to an interview roundtable. Here we have about 8 to 10 candidates who are being quizzed and judged by some of our casting staff as well as some celebrity judges. They're in there. We kick it off where the first thing we ask them is to do play-by-play of their favorite sports moment of all time. So that way we could see, you know, what they like, see if they have potential right away.
Inside the roundtable, several candidates, men and women, are having a heated discussion about sports. In this case, about National Football League player Terrell Owens of the San Francisco 49ers.
The offensive coordinator, if you saw it, it wasn't like he wasn't sitting there. The look on his face was disgust.
He was giving him the
exactly.
Ball.
He was looking like...
The past 2 years, he drops two passes when he catches the ball in every game. He's always good for a drop. So you're always saying like...
Once the roundtable is over and the judges make their decision, the candidates are called back for another round of auditions. From 29 cities across the United States, 10 regional winners will be chosen. Jason Blake says that the idea is to find the next big sports anchor.
And then those 10 total regional winners are going to go to Bristol in February to March, to be filmed in the reality show, ESPN Dream Job, which follows them competing for that one-year on-air contract with SportsCenter. We're not necessarily looking for just a TV show. We're looking, you know, to fill a TV show. We're ultimately looking to get that next one big, you know, great SportsCenter anchor.
No professional broadcasters are allowed to take part in the contest. Only a handful of the men and women lined up outside the Washington, D.C. restaurant will even make it past the first two levels. But there is a possibility that one of them could be the next big thing and find their dream job. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.